Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands of workers remain without power 2 days after a powerful storm pummeled parts of Kentucky. WLKY-TV reporter Jamie Mays has the latest now from Louisville.
As crews work around the clock to clear up the damage, neighbors say they are waiting patiently for power to be restored.
We've been, you know, just isolated, doing our thing, and just watching movies, singing songs, and just waiting on it to get turned back on.
Others lost much more than electricity.
We started to run out the door. We barely made it out the door. And as we were going out the door, the tree was just steadily like making our house collapse even more and more.
Sandra Mailer was at home in Butchel with her husband and son. Now her family is without a home.
At least five people died in the storm. In Ohio, crews are clearing another train derailment, the second there in a month. Springfield Township Chief Dave Mangle.
It was a sludge that just, when the train hit, it splashed upward. It just a very little. It didn't even run down the length of the car. It was only just a few inches in length. By the time the crews got up to it, it was completely dried off.
There's no indication of any risk to public health. Prayers in Selma, Alabama today, where President Biden helped mark the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday.
Let's pray, but let's not rest. Let's keep marching. Let's keep the faith. But most of all, let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America, and there's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we act together.
New data shows 500,000 people left California during the pandemic. CBS's Joy Benedict has more on the mass exodus.
Californians are loading up and moving out, as the appeal of the Golden State seems to be tarnishing, at least for some.
It's just not sustainable in terms of cost of living.
Preston Lee is leaving Los Angeles for Austin, Texas.
It's incomparable. The house that we bought was $700,000 for four bedroom, four and a half bathroom, 4,000 square feet. You can't get an apartment for that here.
Experts say people are still moving to California to rent properties, but move out when they're ready to buy. Prince Harry's reportedly ruminating over a royal invite to attend King Charles's coronation this spring. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
A spokesperson for the couple confirmed they received an email correspondence regarding the event, but it is not clear if they will attend. Prince Harry and Meghan's relationship with the king has been a strained one since they stepped down from royal duties in 2020.
Harry's memoir, Spare, also caused a bigger rift. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Capitan, I bought this. I know exactly what he's saying. Carbellion, brand new music from Carbellion here on Max Inc. Heavy. That was Bar Fight. Listen for Ghosts started off the hour. Of course, you heard the news here earlier, folks. Carbellion is part of the Bombblastica 2023 lineup. April 15th at the Wisco here in Madison. Celebrating 27 years of Maximum Inc. 12 years of Max Inc. Radio. There'll be a live broadcast with rocker Terry Barr and myself, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wisco, and then live music from Carbellion. We're going to hear some Wizard Hammer and Iron Plow. It's Bombblastica 2023, April 15th at the Wisco, presented by Rocker Vodka, Hotel K Petsedine, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hey, everybody. Good evening. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, Wisconsin's original local music revolving around the metal, hard rock, and punk scenes around Wisconsin. I thought we'd start tonight's Max Inc. Heavy off with the three bands playing at Bombblastica. Wizard Hammer, they're out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're coming to Madison for the show. They got a show coming up. Oh, where is it here? It's in Appleton at Cold Shot. Cold Shot in Appleton on March 18th. They're also up for a couple of whammies. You can vote for whammies right now at whammy.org. They're up for, let's see here, for the People's Choice Metal Artist of the Year. Doug Parker, their vocalist, is up for Singer-Songwriter of the Year, which is pretty extraordinary because if you remember, he had a heart attack on stage not that long ago. You could go out, support, go vote for Wizard Hammer, and for goodness sake, come see him at the Wisco on April 15th. Here's two songs from Wizard Hammer, starting with Lord of the Dragons. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Thank you.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That is brand new Iron Plow, fresh out of the Cherry Pit Studios. That's pretty cool. That's their anthem song, Iron Plow. Before that was We Fly Divine. Of course, Iron Plow, part of Bombastica 2023. That's happening April 15th at the Wisco here in Madison. We hope to see you there. We're going to do a live broadcast, Rocker Terry Barr and I, at the Wisco, like old times, from 6 to 9 p.m., only if E-Double would show up. That would be just perfect. And then after that, live music from Carbellion, Wizard Hammer, and Iron Plow. Get more details on the Facebook event or at MaxIncRadio.com. It's Bombastica, April 15th, presented by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet Sitting. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, there's IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, First Weber's most trusted name in real estate. Find more at MoveToMadison.com. That's MoveToMadison.com. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to play some Super Tanker. They're about a part of a show happening at the High Noon Saloon. I'll have details on that for you in just a couple of minutes.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Thousands in Kentucky are still without power from tornadoes, rain, and high winds this weekend. WKYT-TV's Samantha Valentino on the utility known as KU.
KU has about 500 crews that have been working to restore power, but they're adding even more crews from their out-of-state mutual assistance partners.
58 years ago, it was the scene of a clash between police and civil rights marchers. President Biden today in Selma, Alabama, to mark the anniversary of what became known as Bloody Sunday, criticizing conservatives who want to downplay such episodes.
We can't just choose to learn what we want to know and not what we should know. We should learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth of who we are as a nation.
Speaking of history, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan have officially been invited to the coronation of King Charles III despite family strains. The event's in May. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Maxine Kevy. We are local music. That's Love Rage from 2016. That song is called As We Exit. I haven't seen anything happening with Love Rage in like 2 or 3 years. That's before the lockdowns anyway. Last post on our Facebook page, I believe, is from 2019. Great band, though. I saw them live at the Frequency back in the day. Whew, they bring it. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, hanging out with you. Rocker had to take off this evening. He had to go tend to his vodka, make sure it was distilling properly. Maxine Kevy, so I got you covered here, you know. We got music on the way from, we're going to do some Brainerd. I'm jonesing to have a piece of chocolate cake. We're going to get that in the playlist before the top of the hour. We got Essential Last Crack coming up after 11 o'clock. Two songs from the Mighty Last Crack. And I will play some punk for you next hour, too. Some of my favorite poppy punk songs, because that's fun, you know? Right now, we're doing some metal. We got some brand new Faith Hills Have Eyes just around the corner. Their new song is called My Bong Water Is Blood. We're going to hear that song in just a couple of minutes. It's interesting. And we'll break it down later on, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Plus, The Heroes Lie just around the corner. Right now, some metal from Wisconsin, and they're called Casket Robbery. Love these guys. Blood Battery on Maxique Radio.
Radio. Radio for the people.
the Faith Hills Have Eyes here on Maxine Kevy from the Riff Element. It's dropping soon. The Faith Hills Have Eyes are actually going to be in studio for an interview next week here on Maxine Kevy. Looking forward to that. Last Crack is coming up here, Essential Last Crack. Brand new music from Looks to Kill. We'll do some 4 a.m., the Takeaways, and the Brash Menagerie all coming your way. As promised, because you've been good boys and girls, Faze and Thems. It's Brainerd and Chocolate Cake on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
We'll be right back. wanna go see a band or get a drink? You wanna know what's going on? Check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always.